Welcome. My name's Brian Condon. I'm part of the team working here at the Centre for Creative Collaboration. And my job tonight is to run the schedule and to introduce the speakers and hopefully talk to lots of you later. We've been here since February and it's running very excitingly. Lots of projects already flowing through the space. So we're going to keep the speeches really short, so 5 minutes from each speaker. We'll start with Sir Graham Davies, Vice Chancellor of the University of London, and then our friend Doug Richards, who we're very sorry to say has been involved in an accident, is down there and he's going to speak. And we have Alex Stanhope from the Technology Section Board. We also have Amanda Gore from Amplified. I'll say a bit more about Amplified as we go through as we go through tonight. So 5 minutes. Very welcome. Really welcome to Graham. Graham has led this project from its inception, including the ups and quite a few of the downs. Graham.
Thank you, Brian. Well, firstly, can I say how pleased I am to see so many of you from so many different parts of CISLA, the academics, the non-academics, creative artists, and so many of our friends. And particularly from my point of view, it's very pleasing to see a number of the trustees from the University of London's board who probably don't know that we do things other than just teaching and research. As Brian said, this has had a very interesting and rather complex evolution. We started off 3 and a half years ago, thinking about, is it possible to do something which is a bit like the science and technology park thing, but in a slightly more imaginative way? And slowly but surely, and through great persistence and very many discussions, we evolved to the position that we identified an initiative which could be built in this place and become the Centre for Creative Collaboration. In getting there, we have had a lot of support, not just from many, many individuals, from my point of view, particularly from Brian, Tias, and Neil from the Convexity Partnership, but also from our colleges at the University of London. In fact, four of them are very busy here, as you have seen from the notices outside, from the London Development Agency, and from the Higher Education Funding Council. All have shown considerable faith in what was a rather woolly sort of set of concepts, which slowly have been brought into focus. We couldn't have brought it into focus and made it work without the input from our academic colleagues in the creative arts, but also from those many, many people from outside the academic community who have embraced this initiative in a way which has, I think, taken us forward at a pace faster than our wildest dreams. So we have a very going concern. We believe that is already adding value. We have little doubt that it will add a great deal more value. So let me just conclude again by thanking all of you who've given your time, your intellects, and your commitment to getting us to where we are today. I have no doubt whatsoever that we have a really very rosy future ahead.